And now part two of our Hi-Ho interview.
Right. I felt like, you know, I have a lot of like weight issues and sort of body dysmorphia issues. And I said, I feel like I'd eat whatever I want when I'm wearing this furry costume and this Mardi Gras mask because it just doesn't matter. I feel like the world can't see me and who cares what I
do. I had no idea what kind of show this was.
I agree.
Yes, I see.
Yeah. We bring in our own issues.
Right.
What's going on in our heads.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what else do
What's going on? Yeah, I do have another question.
Sure.
I go to the extreme there. I notice you have a restaurant in the hotel, which we did frequent, and Sasha wore the mask. Mm-hmm. Now, when room rates are low, has there ever been an instance where you roofie people at the bar just to get them to go to the hotel to fill it up?
I'm offended by that because, we've had meetings about that. And I think I was roofied once at one of those meetings. I think because I woke up and no one was there. And I had a mask on.
Did it have feathers?
But not on my face. I don't know if I really want to recall that experience, but
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know.
The mask have feathers because I can't find my mask.
I will tell you that there was feathers, and it made the mask more pleasant than where I had it.
Yeah. So, Hi-Ho, it's wonderful. You've told us about its history in the present. Now you're no longer this type of minute-by-minute rental hotel,
right,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? You're trying to class it up.
Yeah, well, that's why we have the restaurant, and we thought that would be good, but it's not working. And the 15-minute signs, we can't pull them out of the ground. So,
why?
Someone with a lot of glue or cement or one of those epoxies. It's mostly we wanted high class, and, the police want it that way, too. So we've kind of kicked out the Hi-Ho's, so to speak, and it's more high than ho these days. And
It is
so funny you say that because I always say to my partner Paul something about the name Hi-Ho itself. It's just irony's not even the word. It's just the naming of this place and then being right off the merit. It's hard to class.
Well,
that
merit
up.
Is what we is kind of funny that we have a merit system. It was my thought. I mean, I was going to work one day and I thought, Merit Parkway, Merit Meritorium.
Yes.
I tried different combinations. And I thought that, you know, there'd be a merit system and the people came more often, visited our hotel more often, would get a merit badge, so to speak, and be able to come more than no, it doesn't.
I was being nice.
I was fishing.
Yeah, because when I always say to him, you know, when you get off the exit, it's hard to...
It is hard.
it's hard to class that place up. Like, it just has a Bates Motel sort of approach when you see it, whether you're coming from the exit, the entrance, it just sort of has that, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to offend. I mean, I personally have a history with the place. I have a soft spot, if you will.
Sasha told us her prom was there. Did you hear the stories about that?
I'm sorry. I might not have. I'm kind of interested.
Well, it wasn't my prom itself.
The after prom.
The after prom. It was just the kids going there to do drugs and have sex after the prom. It wasn't
drugs,
the prom itself.
Okay.
Yeah. Not me.
What kind of drugs? Like
my boyfriend.
Two and alls and...
They were, I think,
and bear
actually,
aspirin.
They were actually doing lines of coke off of each other's bodies and Jello shots.
Wonderful.
At the old Hi-Ho, though, not the new boutique Hi-Ho. Hi-Ho.
Boutique Ho.
Yeah,
boutique
the new boutique Hi-Ho with the flashing like neon sign. I'm sure nobody's doing drugs there.
No.
But the old one, you know.
Well, it used to be the Don Ho for years and years and years.
We have a ukulele, but it's upstairs. Yeah. I should have brought it down. So I have other questions.
Go ahead.
The furry convention. We haven't really mentioned that. Did you guys seek out the furry convention to come to you, or did they approach you guys?
Well, we had lots of companies come in and try to do some freaky things. And
are you calling the furries freaks?
No.
Okay.
Yes. They're freaks, I'm telling you. There were these people with leather and lace, they called themselves. And that turned out to be two different people, Johnny Leather and Susie Lace. And But the furries, they were nice. They we thought it was a sort of like a Star Wars.
Exactly. Yes. You know, they're almost childlike is the impression I get. Like, Paul likes to take it to a sexual dirty place and
how
says,
dare you say that about me?
He, no, I mean, with the furries. He was explaining, was it the consignment store owner, I think?
Yes.
He was explaining to the consignment store owner. He was saying that it's always a sexual fetish, the people who do furry. But I was saying that when I read up on these furries, they're more of like childlike fantasy people who want to just sort of reenact, like they want to pretend that they're a dog.
That's how I saw it.
Yes.
See, but I didn't say it was just sexual. I said it was food and sexual.
But isn't that
squashing?
I think you're confusing.
Well, food is sexual.
Exactly.
I think you were confusing, though, the research that we did when we were talking about
I was very confused.
Swinger parties in town, which is something I also want to ask you. We did a show where we talked about the swinger parties in town, and one of our listeners wrote in telling us that the swinger party we were describing, where somebody told us that there was a donut situation, he said that that was not a swinger party. He told us it was a splashing party.
Right.
And Paul and I never heard about splashing. So one of our listeners taught us about splashing. So
right.
I think you were confusing the furries with the splashing.
Right. It all gets jumbled in my head at this point.
We learned a lot from the show, you guys. As much as we do swear, neither of us knew about splashing before. So anyway, with the furries.
What do you know about splashing?
You know?
I know nothing.
Have you had any splashers or swingers try to have parties at the Hi-Ho?
I'll have to look into that. I don't think we've had I don't know what a splash. What is a splasher?
So we didn't know either. Apparently, splashing are people who are combining sexual deviancy with food. So they, you should get that Google. Remember we Googled it?
Yes. Are you sure you want to see this?
No.
So basically, we Googled it on the show where we found out about it. They combine weird food stuff with sex. So like they get off on rubbing food on each other during the
right,
sex
right.
act.
We've all been through that one.
Well, the pictures were so vile that I was saying to Paul, like, not only would that not turn me on, I would want to vomit. They were so disgusting, these pictures of, like, food all over the people. Like, I mean, I'm kind of a germaphobe, so they would not do it for me.
I could see where that would be harsh.
Yeah, it would not do it for me, but apparently it does it for a whole bunch of subset of people called splashers.
Right.
Do we have any splashers here? Anyone want to admit to it?
Me. Oh, sorry. No, I'm not admitting.
Anyway, what other questions do we want to ask Mr. Dan Vanderdam?
Well, I
Van
do have
Vander
to...
Van.
And it's
Van
not general...
that my brother is Van. Van Vanderdam.
Oh.
You're Dan.
I'm
Van.
I'm
Van.
Van
Vander.
Yeah.
Van Vanderdam.
Which country club do you belong to with that name? I feel like you're at the...
I'm afraid to tell you, and people will show up and be angry with me.
I feel like you're at the... I feel like I can guess that you're either at the Townfield Country Club?
We were at the Port when I was a child.
Ah.
But I can't tell you where our family has gone now.
So I do have a general... Can I ask
yes.
a general hotel question? Not
yes.
just a Hi-Ho
okay.
hotel question.
Okay.
Is that all right? I figure
right.
you're ready. Now... When you stay at a hotel, should you be sitting on the comforters, or is that a no-no? That's I have to know this right
yes,
now.
Yes, that grosses me.
Yeah, I got to know.
To be
I
honest with you, I bring a blue light, black light device whenever I stay at a hotel, because
uh-huh.
I know
right, what
right.
goes on.
Right.
Well, I get skeeved so quickly at a hotel. I mean, and I worked for Dateline NBC, and we did these investigations. So what I do is I get to a hotel, I immediately strip the bed of the comforter, and I only... near the sheets. Yeah, I get too skeeved.
What makes you think the sheets are any better?
Well, sometimes they've been washed, but I do get skeeved. I would like to be like Barbara Streisand, who comes with her own.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that? I would figure.
Well, only because...
If you had bought them the other day, instead of storming out of the store, you would have had your own sheets for the hotel.
The only reason I don't do that is, and my children can attest to this, is that... not that they're here, hearing me say all these curse words.
Right.
DCF. But... the only reason I don't is that sometimes I have been known to find the TSA a little bit annoying, and I have been known to get into a little tit-for-tat with them, and I feel like if I bring extra bags filled with sheets, we have more stuff to get into arguments about.
You fight with TSA.
I don't fight with them, but let's just
you
say...
Have-
I yep. point out the incongruences in the thought process.
Of bringing sheets to the South.
Well, I feel like... I sometimes point out the illogic of
right.
them stopping me for a granola bar in my bag, like that's going to kill someone, when they let people check machine guns onto the plane. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'll point out the illogic of them stopping me for a granola
bar. Is that same granola bar you ate the other day before the show?
Yeah, you called me fat.
I did not call you fat.
Did you guys listen to the show? I took a little bite of a granola bar, the same bar that one of our audience members also eats because we're on the same eating plan, my friends here. Yeah. So I go, let me just take a bite. I take a bite. And what would you think? He goes, he was annoyed because he wanted to start and he didn't want to keep our guests waiting. And he goes, oh, you have to eat that now because I could see your, what was the word you said?
Withering away.
You're withering away over there. And I go, nice. Nice. You just called me fat. He's like, I didn't call you fat. Okay, well, that's kind of the inference when you say to a woman, oh, I see you're withering away over there. He goes, I say those kind of things to my wife. I go, yeah, you probably shouldn't. And he goes, that's why she's my ex-wife. I go, and you're very lucky she got back together with you.
Right.
And then I said to the listeners, let me just give a little piece of advice to anybody single, divorced, anyone who wants to like go on a date and maybe like have good luck with a woman, teenagers, divorced people. Don't say when the breadbasket comes, don't touch that because you're withering away over there. I said, you might not say that you're saying you're fat, but I'm just telling you that's how any woman is going to take it. Even if she's 90 pounds, I'm adding that. But
there was no breadbasket, number one.
I'm adding that, but I'm adding the 90 pounds. Yeah, but breadbasket or not, if you say to any woman, okay, women here, if somebody says to you, oh, you needed to eat that now, I see you're withering away, who here would take that as you're fat?
Oh my God.
Is there any woman here who would not take that as you're fat?
Me.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, so you just got your...
I'm sorry for saying that you were withering
would
away.
Would I ever say that to you? I just want to point out one thing, too. I never insult you. I'm always so complimentary, supportive, boost, you know, always nice to you.
I'm always nice also.
Yeah, okay. I know what you go through, ex-wife. I see. Okay, so back to the show.
Right.
And back to our guests that we're interviewing. Yes. Do we have any more questions?
Any other questions for the hi-ho?
So I guess I want to ask, what did you do before this job, and do you enjoy this job more than your former occupation?
Well, before this, I worked at a gym. I cleaned up the grossness afterwards.
The grossness.
And I had a mop and a broom, and I named them. But that's a whole other thing.
You named the mop
yes,
and the broom?
Yes, the mop and the broom. Interesting. But yes, I know I'm crazy. And so,
no crazier than Paul and Sasha.
No, so I worked at a 7-Eleven, and I mopped and I broomed there as well.
Wow.
And then I saw that I was at the hi-ho. I remember going there as a child, if you remember, I said. And now I went there, and they listed manager for hire. So
this is a good promotion.
It's huge. Yeah.
From mop boy to manager. It's perfect.
Mop boy to manager. Yay!
Wonderful.
That makes me think that might be a good place to end this episode.
It is. I think so. Well, we learned a lot about the hi-ho today.
We did. I feel like, are all our questions answered? I hope so.
If not, we'll bring him back.
We might
unless he loses
back.
His job because of this interview.
I'm the manager.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yes.
So... that's it. I guess that's it for this live episode of Community News.
Wait, I do have to ask one more thing.
Go ahead, one more.
Sometimes Paul says that the people sometimes he's like tough on me about the guests I bring on. Was this guest acceptable?
Guest was acceptable.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
A plus plus.
Are you happy?
Yes, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Dan,
Van,
Van, Dan, Dan, Van.
Thank you,
everybody, for coming.
We love you, community.
My name is Paul.
And my name is
And that was Community News, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.